Yo, this is Daddy-O from the original hip hop band Stetsasonic, and you listening to the Hip Hop Digest. And if you got anything wrong to say, keep it to yourself, because we might be outside your window.
Can somebody tell me what kind of a world we live in where a man dressed up as a bat gets all of my press? This town needs an enema.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's E Green, a.k.a. Tapper John.
Oh, okay.
Tapper John.
You off that.
I can feel it.
Oh, I thought somebody was going to hit that. That's what's good. No doubt. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is I caught David Banner. I think it was Vlad TV. And
oh, the snake.
Yeah.
Viper.
Yeah, the Viper. I caught him on the Viper television, Vlad TV. And David Banner is saying, and I quote, "What's going on in hip hop today is embarrassing." Now, there's two things. I understand why he said that, but David Banner, and he's saying a lot of shit and police brutality, and he has a grasp of history and the facts and all of that, except names.
Well, Dave doesn't want to call any names.
I mean, why can't he just say Migos is fucked up? Or why can't he just say Fetty? Or why can't he say Gucci? Or any of these niggas? I mean, why can't he just name names?
Everybody's not on that level, B.
I mean, because David Banner is a well-spoken, intelligent guy, you know, as well as plugging this album that he recorded and said it's got to be the greatest album in hip-hop history. But I'm not even going to discuss that shit. I'm just discussing everything he said in the interview is probably correct, except for examples.
Okay, well, can I give you my 100 on it?
Go ahead.
My 150 word to Red Alert. I didn't even really so much focus on that part. I focused on, like, where do I really stand about what we call each other? Because, you know, I think I, like Kurt G, feel like if we can use the word nigga, then anybody can use the word nigga. Because everybody's a nigga if we carry it that way,
okay,
right?
Okay, I get it.
Or we shouldn't say it. So I'm, like, literally on the fence. And I know I try not to say it a lot. I honestly try not to say it a lot. But I know I say it. And because I say it, I don't care if somebody else says it. But he made a good point. Why does it have to be something that was started like that?
Well, see, I believe that, again, like I said on previous shows, I think the obvious thing is because in life, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, if you're African-American, you are going to put up with white double standards all day. And it seems to me the word nigga is probably one of the very few African-American double standards that, at least in public, or if you're a public figure, Donald Sterling, Donald Trump, whoever, you just can't get caught saying nigga under your breath or wide open.
Well, another epiphany that has just hit me in this conversation is that, you know, not only did we take the word nigga from them, but we also have taken away killing of ourselves. Like, nah, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but that's a deeper...
It's all fucked up.
That's true, but that's a deeper systemic problem. I mean, to me, I'm going to get back to Banner again, having everything but names.
Is that important at this time? Because everybody's doing it. Is it important?
It's important. Yes, okay. It's important.
Like I was saying earlier, B, he's not. Everybody's not on that level of saying names, and especially if you're still connected to the industry in any kind of way, you have to run into these niggas.
And Chuck D never said names,
and you don't want to have to deal with the drama and the bullshit of having to deal with these niggas when you see them. So everybody's not on that level.
Chuck D, and I put him in the same category too. The only reason why you say names is that you say names that you can draw. When you're dealing with the public, to me, you need to draw direct conclusions. Okay, I think Fetty Wap is whack. He may be popular, he may be successful, he may be earning a lot of money. You can say a lot of superlatives, but I think he's whack. And I think rapper XYZ is better.
And you and I, okay, well, there you go. I listen to your whole point, okay, because if you just leave it at he's whack, then knows he's whack.
No, I'm talking about point counterpoint. I'm talking about naming, okay, guys who you think, again, see, that to me, that was wrong with every movement. That was wrong with C. Dolores Tucker. All she had was negatives, but then when you ask her about, well, then who would you recommend? She couldn't say nothing because she don't know nothing about hip hop.
Right.
Exactly. Just like them Spelman women. It was all on Nelly about this credit card shit down the ass. But who are you listening to? Who would you like to see in the forefront? Yeah, no, crickets. So that's what I'm saying. On this show, I let the end of the show do that is my point counterpoint.
No doubt.
The cats we play at the end of the show. You may like them, you may not, this, that, and the third, but that is our point counterpoint.
So, no doubt.
But back to the original, why Banner didn't say names out. Like I said, everybody doesn't want to have to deal with the drama.
I know it.
Banner would run into the Migos or some of these other niggas.
Yes, he would.
And even if he said, I think the Migos are whack, and I think that Superstition is nice.
Oh, my God. It'd be a.
But they're going to take the whack part and not take it and take it very personal. Not saying that you're saying that their music is whack. You're saying they're whack. So when they see you, I'm going to have to see you on site, nigga. I'm going to fuck you up.
Oh, yeah. Right.
They're going to take it to that level.
And Banner knows that.
Banner don't want to deal with that shit.
And maybe, like you said, maybe that's at that level where that when you're tied in and you're at BET events or you're at other events and one of these. Not even Amigos themselves, but one of their boys and shit.
Right. Exactly.
It's always the side niggas. They're trying to make it get a rep with the Amigos. Be like, see, I'm down with you niggas.
Yeah, that's real.
What I did to David Banner? I fucked him up and took his chain. So just for y'all.
So shout out to David Banner. I mean, I appreciate what he had to say in an interview and shit. I mean, but again, I always I'm left empty because nobody actually wants to point a point counterpoint on it. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. The next two topics on the Hip Hop Digest should be called The Difference Between You and Me.
Uh-oh.
This is a follow-up on the show appropriately titled Tough Crew.
Yes, sir.
Rick Ross literally put up the house. Ricky, who was bonded out at $2 million, he had to put up $500,000 in straight cash. He had to put up another two homes valuing $500,000 or something to that effect. I guess he had to come up with close to $1 million to get out of jail. Okay. Now, this is the key thing. Ross will be on house arrest, electronic bracelet monitoring. Any legal infraction, including intimidating or threatening any witness, will cause the rapper to forfeit his home, which is previously owned by Evander Holyfield, valued at $5 million. So I hate to be the guy to defend Ross, but I got to defend him. The prosecutors are making an example. Okay? Damn. So if he gets in any trouble, he's going to forfeit his home?
Well, guess what, B? How easy is it to stay out of trouble? You tell me.
I mean,
the nigga.
Okay.
Put it like this.
I get you, but.
I hear you and where you going, B. But this is where I'm going with it. Nigga, you locked up in prison. You talk all that tough shit. You can't do that time until trial or whatever. You got to put everything up just to get your ass out of jail. You can't do that little bit of time.
Basically, you're right. He had to put a lot of shit up. But now that goes back to credibility and lyrics. You're right. Ross talk a lot of tough shit, a lot of rich shit, a lot of nigga, you know, doing the money dance shit.
Yeah.
But
like he said, everybody wants to be a nigga.
Exactly.
It's time to be a nigga. Everybody want to talk that jail shit and talk that tough shit till it's time to go to jail.
Exactly.
So that's your boy Ross, but I guess what I would defend Ross on is to me the outrageous term set by the prosecutor.
The prosecutor was trying to help his ass out.
The prosecutor really is going heavy on Ross because it's Ross.
But peep this though. Just this aspect of it. He got the money to get out.
He does.
He does.
Even with that ridiculous bond, he had the money. He had the assets to get it.
I got it. Yeah,
you gotta respect that.
I mean, yeah, Rick got it. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, you fuck with him. You know he got it.
I don't know.
Cause shit, why sit in jail for real if you ain't got to?
The prosecutor, but be so nobody's even looking at the prosecutor being way out of bounds. Because I tell what,
the prosecutor is way out of bounds.
Brother,
and set the bar way too high.
Yes, he did.
So.
Anyway. I agree with you, but I'm just saying, nigga, just do that motherfucking time. You could have saved that money. You could have saved all that time, all that money. You wouldn't have to deal with none of that bullshit. You could have just sat your ass right there. You're supposed to be the boss, nigga.
But don't they get the money back if he don't do nothing wrong? Get the money back, right?
Yeah. This is just out on bond, pre-trial. Right. Yeah, no doubt.
Put the house up, nigga.
So,
as
long as you don't skip bail or skip trial or whatever, nigga, your ass is good. You get your shit back.
That's what's up. So the difference is Diddy, Sean Combs, will not be charged with a felony.
Cha-ching.
Well, we knew that shit was going to, niggas are going to come with the bread for that.
So Diddy will not be charged for a felony from his arrest at UCLA. A source told the publication of prosecutors decided not to pursue felony charges. Diddy waved the kettlebell used during the incident at several people, but nobody was seriously injured. Diddy's lawyer says, "We're thankful that the district attorney rejected felony charges in this matter." Diddy's attorney, Mark Garagos, big money, big famous. The case never should have been brought in front of the criminal justice system to begin with.
Sounds like the prosecutor's palms got greased.
The difference,
wow.
There's a difference between me and you.
Damn.
Well, you see what happened though. You see how karma handled that nigga though when he fell on the fucking stage.
Well, yeah, I get that. Yeah. No doubt. That's more later on E Color's annual BET report. But your boy Diddy, the difference between me and you. There's a difference between Diddy and Ross. You could see it all the way up and down. The prosecutors out in LA are now patting him on the back. You know what I'm saying? Wonder if you can come by and, you know, give my daughter a quick visit and some snapshots or something. I don't know what they're doing out there, but it's Hollywood. He's clean. You know what I mean? Diddy's clean. His liquor license and all of that shit, license to manufacture and distribute liquor is safe.
Liquor assets is all right.
Your liquor assets is all right. So there's a big difference.
So what's the difference between him and Ross? Because you know Combs paid his way out of that shit.
Ross always talking that boss shit. Ross, and so like is this. Combs.
Ross tried to pay his way out of it, but it didn't work down in Georgia.
Oh, is that what it was?
But I'm saying he still had the money to get out
of
jail.
He still got the money. He still got out, though.
But,
right.
But what you guys are saying, allegedly, Combs had the asset to really grease a lot of palms.
You better believe it.
And that's the difference between him and you.
Boy, you ain't lying there. That's for sure. Yeah, remind me of that line that Nas said, something about two different lawyers between him and Shine. There's a difference.
Exactly.
He's not going to be connected to anything Shine did.
No doubt. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest, congratulations, Meek Mill. Album projected to be number one. Meek Mill's new albums, Dreams, are worth more than Nightmares, are predicted to move over 200,000 copies the first week. Congratulations to Meek Mills, doing better than his first album, which sold 165,000 copies the first week.
That's an early congratulations, B.
I'm just saying, I mean, you know, Meek Mills.
It's probably doing more, but we know how that new math is, B.
Yeah, I mean, right. When I say 200,000, that's a combination of physical streams played, individual 99 cents. Because if you buy one joint and then you buy up to 10 tracks, that's counted as one album. I mean, the new math is just real fuzzy, and it's a lot of complex calculations.
They off that Einstein.
Yeah, my nigga. Yeah, EMC square, my nigga.
We gonna make it work.
Oh, you gonna make that bitch fit, huh?
Yes, you are.
So that's your boy Meek Mills. He is the toast of the town for the moment. No doubt. And the Hip Hop Digest also wants to congratulate Misty Copeland, the first African-American woman to become a principal dancer for the American Ballet Theater.
Oh, I saw that on the news.
Yo, nigga, not only did I see that on the news, but the shit they was saying about her, you don't have the... First of all, she's a very beautiful young woman, very accomplished, you know, educated, the whole joint. I mean, yeah, she came from regular, humble beginnings, hood style. and then end up taking ballet, you know, that sort of get off the street shit. But you don't have the body of the ballet. I don't know if you really fit the ballet type. I mean,
damn, that's crazy in 2005, but I mean 2015, but it's a whole lot of crazy shit going on in 2015.
I gotta admit, I'm watching that and I'm like, yo, she is well spoken. She's accomplished. Look, if you want a poster person to hang up there, Misty Copeland is that poster. But there's a lot of folk in that ballet, and I guess they're saying, you know, this is the last bastions of purity, and you got this nigra coming in. Congratulations to her. Shout out to her.
Yeah, B, it's crazy. You think it was fucking 1965 instead of 2015.
Nigga,
right.
Niggas burning churches and shit.
Nigga, no, what?
That's fucking crazy.
Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Fabulous. Says he's trying to bring back dope stuff to New York. Last month, Fabulous showed his industry heft by featuring a number of top-tier New York acts, including Method Man, Raekwon, Mobb Deep, during his set at the New York Hot Summer Jam, that Hot 97 Summer Jam shit. Said a couple of guys told me, and I quote, you're the only guy who could pull this off. I didn't, you know, Fabulous is all humble. I ain't really look at it like that. I'm just trying to bring New York back to some dope stuff.
We gonna be all right.
So the question is, you know, shout out to Fabulous. I think that until New York gets back to what makes New York great, New York or traditional hip hop music, for that fact of the matter, will never be, and I mean never be, on top.
Wow.
You got to get back to the principles. I mean, you know, it's just not enough not to do Southern music. That's just not enough. The reason why East Coast, largely, specifically New York, were the best, because they were battle in who was the best. It was lyrical back and forth.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whether you lost the battle or won the battle. I'm sorry, all you Hov fans. I mean, that Ether shit made that nigga go back to the well 3 times. He's pissed. But you don't think that helped sharpen his skills, though, G?
It helped him learn one thing to me. I don't know if it sharpened his skills, because I still think he was nice even back then. But I think what it did for him is it turned him into a turtle. He don't peek his head out anymore.
Ooh. Or he might get that bit. Might get shot off.
Oh, yeah. after that, he don't fuck around too much more. He didn't get it. When he had an opportunity to get that 50, he turned it down. He didn't want to fuck with 50. When he fuck the opportunity to get, that, I get thought, that Jim Jones and all them niggas, he didn't fuck with none of them.
I thought by that time, quiet
and he got other motherfuckers.
And maybe Jay, unfortunately, was a bad example. I think at that time, his money, he felt that his money was shielding him, and he had too much money to be.
His head was too fucking big.
Yeah, B, I think he was gun shy. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I got ate up out here. I ain't trying to be like that.
Right.
That's real. So, but in any case, but I mean, just the battle, you know, you need that element. You need that element. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not dealing with Fabulous as this King of New York shit. I don't know about that. I mean, you just dope stuff back to New York. I just, you really got to turn a whole culture over. And that's just not the MCs. That's the radio personalities. That's the culture. I mean,
then you off that Joker. This city needs a makeover.
Ooh, you ain't lying,
needs
right?
An enema.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right, an enema.
I thought, didn't he say something about this city needs a better class of criminals?
Oh,
yeah, like this city needs a better class of MCs. So
he said a whole lot of shit. Yeah, quotable. Yeah,
exactly.
The only dope they're going to be bringing in New York is in the Port Authority.
Oh, my God.
Next time, and speaking of Port Authority, that would be dope, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Kendrick Lamar criticized over anti-police imagery. This is Jive BET. I don't want to get into it too heavy. Kendrick Lamar rapping on top of a wrecked police car while African-American celebrities cheer. Geraldo pissed along with Fox News contingent. That's not really news. But I say once again, and we said this before, according to Geraldo, hip-hop has done more damage to African-Americans than racism has in recent years.
In recent years, yes.
You want to talk about that swerving? Is Geraldo deep down got that kernel of truth we trying to avoid?
In these days, yes, but we still can't measure this against what was perpetrated for over, you know, nearly 400 years. We cannot do that. But what I'm talking about is the volume. Yes, there are numbers that we can't count of people that were lynched and the whole nine, all that kind of stuff. But we are currently leading the way in perpetrating that Black lives don't matter.
Well, just remind me of that shit that Kerr G was talking about when we had that argument segment. You know, a lot of niggas is killing a lot of niggas, but just ain't nobody really protesting it, even though we were talking about the media being there. But I get what Kerr G was saying, and that's 100.
Right.
Just cats really weren't even...
It's the messenger, B. That's the problem.
Oh, Geraldo?
Yeah, really, you don't want to get that from that messenger.
Actually, but you know what, though? Really, when it gets right down to it, everybody knows, especially African-Americans, yo, Fox News don't fuck with niggers. They just
except
don't.
The ones that's trying to be on their team.
That's true. That's true. No doubt. So anyway, since we piggybacked on that, we're going to have the E-Color. Next topic is E-Color's annual BET Coon Report. And I do mean
that's what you gonna name
yo,
it.
Nigga. And I do mean Coon Report. All right, son, what happened?
Well, first of all, I did see that performance by Kendrick Lamar, and I thought it was not bad at all. But I thought that maybe he would catch some flack over it because, like you said, the police cars, the fire, and all the Negroes running around and stuff. But one of the most, or least, surprising moments was when your girl that you love to hear rap, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I love it.
Won yet for the, was that the sixth year in a row?
Oh, really?
6 year in a row.
They don't have nobody else
surprise,
to give it to.
Surprise! Surprise!
That is absolutely
there's nobody
ridiculous.
Else out
first,
here.
Let me tell you, I was watching.
Well, there's plenty of female MCs out
there,
here.
Really? Are there any other female MCs out here? I don't see any.
Not commercial. I was explained. It was explained to
in
me.
Commercial
the
rap.
Hottest
right.
Commercial.
Because I know about Georgia Ann.
Rapper.
Drove.
Commercial. Female. I got you. Okay.
So it's like 9 or 10 people all in the living room watching this. Ages range from 10 to me, 49. And it was a very, very interesting situation. As you know, we're breaking away from the TV and there's conversations because two of the younger people are college students, they're rappers. And they were, you know, they're in that noon, they're in this level, this category where it is right now, but they are actually trying to, what they remind me of is like Tribe Called Quest or something, the way they rap. But they also try to rap that other shit. So there was conversations going on about Young Thug and Drake. And there was a conversation about Tupac being fake. And it was crazy. So I got to be honest. The conversation that was taking place was way more important than the show. But, I mean, you had Miss Deborah on there with her wringing her hands again. Stage fright. I don't know why she just... does not do that. You know what I'm saying? Just don't get up there if you are that stricken in fear. It was the Chris Brown show, as you know. You know what I'm saying?
Breezy.
But I'm going to tell you what, though. Everything paused in the crib when Smokey gave his speech, OB.
Smokey Robinson
gave an incredible speech, B.
Okay.
And if you haven't seen it, YouTube it, because that was the best thing that was on that entire show.
Indeed.
Smokey, no bullshit, it's real. He gave a great speech.
Okay.
But other than that, they closed the show with your boy, was it, I don't know, Tiger, or I think it was Tiger, but see what I'm saying? It was just crazy, B. I don't understand why BET feels the need to have Rihanna throwing money in Stephen Hill's face and Tamar Braxton and K Michelle on the stage. I just don't understand these award shows, B. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to keep watching it.
It just sounds like a complete yawner to me.
Yo, except for Smokey Robinson, B, that was incredible.
Okay. So,
and I'm tripping. The hosts were great.
Okay.
It was Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ross. They were amazing hosts. They were very funny.
Tracy Ellis?
Very funny. They clowned your boy Sam, whatever his name is, to sing that song. He didn't show up to pick up his award. As much as I hate that, they gave him the business.
Sam Smith?
Sam Smith, oh, they gave him the business.
Like, man, I'm not going out there.
Yeah, there was no, big enough for him. There were no A-listers, no real A-lister black community people there. And there was no Jay-Z's, Kanye's, John Legend's, Commons. There was none of the A-list.
Sound like BET getting lowbrow.
Yeah. There was no white celebrities even that showed up that were up.
Sam Smith said, fuck that.
Oh.
They not big enough. They not MTV, dang, nigga. They not big enough.
I don't want to get caught by though, a stray
BET
bullet.
BET is Viacom, yo. That's money.
It's all owned by the same people. Viacom right. owns all of that shit.
Right.
Yeah, but
Sam Smith was like, nah, shot it.
Nah, I'm not going out to slave quarters.
Oh, I don't want no field award?
No, sir. I don't need that cotton gin award.
Man, give me my moon, man.
Well, the one thing that held it up, and you got to check it out for the redeeming value of Smokey Robinson's speech.
Okay, that's point what's up. Blank. So let me ask you about that Janet Jack situation.
Oh, see, that was a sleeper.
That was a sleeper. It's a yawner. Okay.
I don't understand why Ciara wanted to be Janet Jackson on that, because it's not an honor to me. You're an artist who is portraying. Nah, you're not an actor.
Damn.
If Janet's going on tour, she should have been up there doing something.
Wow. What's that?
They're going to do it like that.
What's that skit on that Dog Pound record? A line two for them Janet Jackson tickets.
Exactly.
DJ
Easy Dick. All right. That's E Color's very yawnable BET report. I guess
yeah,
it was a yawner.
I
thought she was going to talk about Meek and Onika.
Man, I'm telling you, the conversations there were. Okay, so I didn't even see them perform. I saw them come up there. I heard Meek being syrupy. I can't lie. I was like, what the hell?
He was up there with his baby.
With his boo. I understand that, but there was the dialogue that was taking place had me way more interested. It was like I was a listener to somebody's show, because they were arguing about how Meek has softened up since he's been with Nicki Minaj. And, oh, he's doing it for, a wider audience, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sitting here like, wow, I'm listening to a real debate. Like, it means something.
I would have been actually interested to hear young boys, young guys, young girls and guys debate their current heroes and shit.
Right.
That's crazy. What's up.
There was an argument about, what's the dude from Chicago? Big Sean.
Oh, really?
The girl rapper said that Big Sean has been an inspiration to her. And the dude was like, Big Sean is whack. Yo, it got heated, yo.
He called Big Sean out?
He called Big Sean whack.
He said he
was basically Kanye.
Whoa. Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, I would have loved to hear that.
We could have him on the show then.
Yeah, exactly.
I was sitting there just loving it.
Okay.
Because you don't hear young people have that kind of debate about the culture. You know what I'm saying? Even at that level of music, it's still in the culture, right?
But see, I'd have been interested to hear who he thought was better than Big Sean. That's who I would have been. That's my next question would have been. Who do you think better than Big Sean?
Well, he flipped it on me because he put it on me. And when I said Black Thought,
then that's like Chinese math, nigga. They eyes.
No, they know a Black Thought.
Oh, really?
They know. Yes, this is what I'm saying. These young kids ain't your typical trap rap type folks. I mean, they got some of that. The girl, especially, but the dude, he raps more Tribe Called Quest-ish. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and we got into a debate. I got into a debate about sampling. Yeah, because he was like, sampling is whack and people should make their own music. And I'm like, yo, you are totally bugging right now. I said, you telling me that J Dilla was whack and the conversation was over.
Well, see, it's because the legend of J Dilla lives so... Any kid, I got to be honest with you, I'm so suspect of kids because they are kids and they don't have any time put in.
Right.
And especially in the time that they got put in is only studying what is commercially available to them. That's why the argument is over, you know, Big Sean and all these other commercial ass niggas and shit. But, you know, I don't
right.
know. That's what's up. Anyway.
But at least they were aware. And
that's
I was
real.
Happy
yes.
for it.
Yes, yes.
That was better than the show. The dialogue was better than the show.
I would have loved to hear that debate. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is... This is not a cut that came across my radar. It just blew in. Congratulations, Redman got a new record and video out called Somebody Got Robbed. It's amazing to me how Redman can continue to put out high quality music.
I was wondering if you were gonna say that.
Nigga, I don't give a flying fuck what nobody say. Redman is putting out high quality music, period. Whether you like it or not, we'll have to debate that. I think the record is solid because the production is solid, and it's just what Redman does. You know,
B,
I mean?
Redman is about how old?
Redman is he's older, but he's still. Are you
he's
saying
still definitely
okay,
been around?
So
you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
he definitely got street cred. And
okay,
all
now hold up, hold up. So what we gonna do here? This is what we gonna do. I'm gonna give you another MC. Okay, who mm-hmm. probably felt his age and felt like, you know what, I'm gonna switch up the whole shit. So you mean to tell me that Snoop, who is no longer other than subliminally talking about that gang shit, whether if he's flipping to a Rastafarian or this new shit that Pharrell got him on, this Bush shit, really? Is that what you want Redman to do?
No, that is not what I want Redman
to
do.
Oh, okay, but I'm just saying, you say, when I hear that, oh, Redman is how old? He's talking about somebody getting robbed, and he's driving around Newark. Like, if you driving around Newark and you flossing, Kurt G, what's going to happen?
There's a good chance if you're
going
to
get
right
robbed.
Newark, you're going to get robbed. It might get jacked for your whip.
Exactly. So now, what is wrong with saying what might actually happen in the gutter ass part? This is not a Hollywood set with them niggas feeling real comfortable and Drake's makeup person. Yeah, now, this is Redman in Newark when talking about
chopped off.
If you in this part of town, and if you're in that part of town in Camden, or you're in that part of town in Trenton, you might get robbed if you flossing.
Yeah, you might so, be about the strip club and be less a lot less money than you walk in.
I don't know, B. I don't know. Granted, Redman himself wasn't robbing niggas.
Did you see the video?
I saw the video.
That wasn't him with the mask on?
That was him with
car?
The mask on. But what I'm saying is, what was the lyrics? Is Redman saying, I'm going to stick a gun in your face, nigga? No, Redman, actually what he said is that I got a team of hungry young niggas who might rob you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if what point you're trying to make.
The point I'm trying to say is that I'm using Snoop as an example of a motherfucker who's flipping all kinds of birds, all kinds of different ways. You know what I mean? One minute he gonna play the Rastafarian, the next minute he gonna be on this Pharrell shit.
And we know that ain't no good.
I'm just asking. I mean, you know, the Bush album is actually pretty entertainable just from a Pharrell musical standpoint. But Snoop is, granted, he is a West Coast legend. He's been in the game for a long time. But aren't you the one who sent some Twitter shit about Master P singing
yes,
over
I did.
Trap?
Yes, I did. Yes, I'm calling it out.
So what we got here is my examples of Redman, who is in his lane, which he's always been in, and is very proficient, versus niggas all out of the fucking lane and switching up on this 80-lane highway. I know it's big. I know it's open to about 125 lanes.
I think you're mixing
and
apples and oranges,
really?
B.
Help me out, G. I'm stuck.
You're mixing apples and oranges.
Help me out. I'm stuck, G. Am I fucked up?
B, I think Redman, when you say he's making quality cuts, I haven't heard that cut yet.
Okay.
I stopped listening to Redman.
That's real.
Only because I heard him on a few, trying to remake a couple trap joints, and he tried to do them his way. But I'm like, yo.
He was out his lane, wasn't
like,
he?
Stay away from that shit.
He's all in a median.
He was way in the median.
I guess what I'm trying to...
He was an 18-wheeler with a flat tire and the pieces just ripping off.
Oh, my God.
So G is just basically saying what I've been saying. Sometimes, you know, these guys, and granted, look, Snoop will tell you it was worth every switch up because I'm still relevant. I'm still here. My music still matters. Redman's music doesn't matter.
You got no credibility.
Amongst commercial brethren, he does.
Yeah, Snoop still got a little credibility.
Redman.
This nigga rhyme with Katy Perry, B.
Hey, yo.
We said commercial, B. You just answered our question for us.
Thank
He's still
you.
Talking with commercial
people. Thank you.
And see, that's why I said you talking apples and oranges, because I don't think Redman's trying to be commercial, but it's just like, yo. Like we say about Sean, or we say about either of them Seans. Them niggas ain't in the street hand to hand and no more. You can't rap about that.
Yeah, but Redman has never left that whole Newark block. It's not like Redman was really so big that he left the block and was wearing silk suits and shit.
But I get Igri's point, though. He's like, why is Redman talking about he got hungry young boys about to rob your ass?
That's okay.
He shouldn't even be on that.
Then he shouldn't even be rhyming then, basically, is what you're saying.
Or if he is, hit the Rolling Stones shit. Do your classic shit. Get paid.
Right.
Enjoy what you're doing.
All right,
People will love you. You know what I'm saying?
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Shout out to Robbie Edelson at Uncut. He is doing, as a matter of fact, in my opinion, he is the best writer on the internet today.
Wow.
He is. I'm sorry. A lot of these other motherfuckers is writing bullshit, but Robbie Edelson is 100. The greatest rapper of all time discussion is wrong. And I'm going to go through a few bullet points, okay? The greatest rapper of all time discussion is always dragged down by a few factors such as commercial success, which unfairly skews the results toward the late 90s and early 2000 MCs. So, you basically are talking about the greatest rapper of all time. Most people who weren't born after us, late 90s, early 2000 MCs, it's going to be those guys. That's
right.
A big commercial success. It's skewed in that way, okay? He also goes on to say, it's tough to gauge how Big L, Big Pun, and Biggie may have developed if they had a career long enough that lasted over a decade. Those guys were cut down early in their careers. We're only speculating Biggie would not have done trap. I think he would have if he's under Combs, but we don't know.
He would have because he did Total and he did other shit. So he
yeah,
would've.
But that Total was, it was R&B looped.
Right.
It wasn't trap. I don't
but
know.
What I'm saying is he went outside his lane.
You think Total was outside his lane?
Total was outside of Waiting to Die and Born to Die.
I don't know, because Biggie's lyrics was the same.
I understand that. It was the same when he rhymed with Shaq. It was the same when he rhymed with Michael Jackson. But it wasn't about him. It was about who he was performing with commercially. So we don't know where he would have went. He might have been rhyming with Maroon 5. You don't know.
So anyway.
If Combs would have thought it a money-making situation, Biggie would have been doing it.
Okay, that's real. He goes on to say, the Source magazine crowned Biggie Smalls as the illest MC of all time. In the 150th magazine that was out, by the 253rd issue, he was third. So then you got people doing revisionist history. Either Biggie was or he wasn't. You know what I mean? That type of shit. He also goes on to say, as far as the best rapper of all time is wrong, the fact that there's no way to compare the different disciples from different eras of rapping. How can Grandmaster Cash, Melly Mel, Spoonie G, and Kumo D be judged against a modern MC who exists in a different space entirely?
I say that same thing, B.
How can you judge those guys up against the modern guy who is fucking a pampered poodle compared to those guys? But, yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? He also goes on to say there's another bias that's forced upon us. The eras of hip hop, how are you going to compare, House Party and Park Jam niggas up against these Sweet Tea Video niggas? I mean, how can you do it?
He says Sweet Tea Video.
Goes on to say the majority of the modern day rappers suck on stage. He was like, they didn't cut their teeth in the Latin Quarter where a crowd would literally start throwing bottles at you if your show was whack. And he goes on to say that there are people who was in that era who came up in that, like LL Cool J or Big Daddy Kane came up in that era. They put on dope shows.
Right.
Now I've
still
seen,
do.
Yeah, I've seen guys, speaking of the LL Cool J, the Big Daddy Kane, the Red Man. I've never seen a whack show from them niggas. None of them. All right? But you just seen the rapping Chris Brown at a yawner on BET, didn't you?
Sure did.
Okay, that's what's up. He was like, then also you got a period where DMX, Ja Rule, and Eminem could sell 10 million CDs without blinking an eye. In today's argument of the best MC, record sales rarely come up because those niggas aren't selling records.
True. Whoops.
Yeah. Forgot about that, huh? They took that off the table.
Record sales don't matter.
No doubt.
They used to matter.
Right. Fast forward now to where even the big names are struggling to sell a million units. All of a sudden, record sales are out of the argument. And last but not least, he goes on to say, if Tupac changed your life when you first heard him, then he's the best to ever do it.
Wow.
It's as simple as that. The greatest rapper of all time will always be in the eye of the beholder, unless your particular beholder claims it's Lil Wayne, and then he puts a snooze button on that type of shit. So the greatest rapper of all time, we always have these lists. That's why, I guess, even in these interviews, that's why I just ask for personal lists, not check history and this, that, and the third.
Right.
To me, again, I don't know, a lot of people, like, a lot of old heads are at the altar of Melly Mel. I understand why they're at the altar of Melly Mel. I understand fully.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm at the altar of Kumo D. Because I still
altar though.
I am at the altar of Kumo D because Kumo D, I draw a direct line between Out of the Parks and In the Studio at Kumo D, which influenced everybody else. And again, there's records that your modern day guys could never do. Like I said, I'm going to say it once. I'm going to say it a million times. I would like to hear Drake, Rick Ross, and Lil Wayne cover numerous numbers of Treacherous 3 records, and they couldn't do it. Even if you gave them the lyric sheet, they fucking couldn't do it.
Well, hold on a second, because I would like to hear who, like I heard yours just now. I would like to hear who Curtis would say that, like, you know, your personal number one MC, because it hit me when you said what you said. I was thinking, and what do you, who is you, who is yours, Kurt?
Rakim. Yes. I heard Rakim, like he said, he changed my life. When I heard Rakim spit it on that flow, I'm like, my gosh, this nigga, the way he raps is incredible.
No doubt.
I have never heard anything before like this.
No, and he's right. I mean, to me, I didn't arrive at Kumo D for me until after a lot of years of study. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that in a vacuum, because there was a lot of, look, I went many a years after Wild Wild West hating what Kumo D was doing.
Yeah.
At point blank, you know what I'm saying? Even though I'm at the altar of Kumo D, but his modern rapping techniques is light years better than his peers at those days, you know, Graffiti Rock and prior, and even afterwards, where modern day MCs can't even fuck with him. Now, you can say that about a lot of guys. You can certainly say that ain't nobody rapping like Rakim today. Right. I mean, damn, they ain't.
Well, let me tell you mine then, because I know Curtis got a great dip, but as you were saying those guys, it hit me that mine would probably be Curtis Blow. And I say that because before Curtis Blow, in my mind, it was a lot of groups. You know what I'm saying? And then Curtis Blow just came out of nowhere as like a solo MC. Not that there weren't other ones, but he just hit it at a level where it was like, damn, now this dude is shining on his own too. You know what I'm saying? No backup, no nothing. And not to say that he had a whole lot of great stuff, but I think he ushered in to that next level as well.
Yeah, that's real. And it's funny because, again, like I said, unless you study, like I said, if you're kids today, look, kids today, they need superstars. They kids today cannot judge individual talent until they are deemed a superstar. That's why Drake is so revered. And it's funny, you know, I will never like Drake. That's just generational. Damn. You know what I mean? There's
not even if he made a dope record.
You use the N-word that you're not supposed to use.
Never.
Never.
I'm not saying that Drake is not capable of making a good record. Matter of fact, I don't even remember the name of the record, but I know it was made by Drake and Meek Mills.
Well, amen.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah.
I like that record.
In the building. Amen.
I like that. I do like that record. I can honestly say I like that record. Drake's capable.
And I say church.
Right. I actually like that record. But all being said, I believe under different conditions. Just like, you know, could some of those early guys stand the star condition? Could they have handled that? The amount of old heads who ended up smoking crack in the game and all fucked up in the game, if they were superstars and handed $1 million, they probably wouldn't handle it well. Drake handles Drake handles that very well. But on the flip side, if Drake had to earn that shit instead of being crowned a superstar, if he had to really earn that shit, you know, Latin Quarter style, that nigga be I'll be sure.
Ooh.
Damn.
That nigga be I'll be sure. So I'm just saying. So, but Robbie Edelson is right. The greatest rapper of all time discussion is wrong. I think that you can say that in a personal discussion. That's why I turn to asking guys, your personal guy for right. you. So.
Damn, but you said Al B. Sure. You just made me think about some shit. I probably shouldn't even say it. But where the hell is Al B? Coombs is out there swinging kettleballs at nigga. I mean, that's his son. That's Al B's son. Where the hell was
well, that? He took hey, over. Hey, he yo. took that.
I guess he must have threw that
man,
nigga
you
some money.
Say that, man, you can say the same thing son, for man. All them niggas. Al B, Christopher Williams, where them niggas at? Where them niggas at? Okay. So that's just my, I'm saying, you know, in a vacuum, you know, then these guys could, you know, earn it. I mean, really? I mean, damn, yo, could even a guy like Mills, he couldn't be in a room with Big L, man. It just couldn't happen.
I'll have to send you some freestyle shit by that dude. Might change your mind.
Really? From Mills?
Yeah.
He couldn't.
Yeah,
be
when
room.
Him when he was in Philly, there's a video of him rhyming with Black Thought and a Meek. What's the other kid? Gilly the Kid, I think.
Okay,
I agree. Meek is nice.
Meek's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, Meek now is on some other shit, but Meek then.
So it's a Meek yeah. now on Meek, some Hollywood Meek shit, but Meek
yes,
then.
Oh yeah, it's Meek. Right. Meek is nice. He's a hungry yes. young boy.
Ah, okay. That's what's up. All right, King Killer getting schooled.
I'll send you the link. All trust right. me.
King Killer getting schooled and shit. Hater of all things new.
Oh, shit.
Old and hating.
You know what I'm saying, right? Better wear it proudly, my nigga. So that's it. Kurt G, you got your shit together?
Yes, sir.
Kurt G, albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Superstition, Gold Standard. Now that, my brothers, that is made number 4.
Ooh.
My album of the year joints already.
Ooh. Wow.
That's coming in at number 4 right now. I'm just letting you know. That's how hot that one is. It made a slot at number 4. He may go up, he may go down by the end of the year, but right now he made the number 4 slot.
Damn.
And you got Large Pro Reliving. I know you're happy. Uh-huh. I know he already got a slot in your top 10 already.
Damn right.
And instrumental joint is Bamboo. So my dad can retire.
All right.
Wow. That sounds dope.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what's good. I guess we'll see y'all next week, then.
That's what's up.
Peace. Right.
Peace.
One.
I've been reading more lately, looking deep within my own mind, searching for inner peace, which I can then bring on the outside. Gotta be safe when you outside, inner city crime on a high rise, smoke some medicated type eyes, you need clear as hell, open eyes wide, see it clear as hell, that's the mind's eye, never mind lies, bullshit step aside. Pass the pesticide when the pest arrive. Invest in nines, gotta protect minds. It's all love till you cross that line. Don't get it twisted, man, up on the west side. In the midst of this cacophony, swinging katana blades to slaughter beats. The game's mine, no apostrophe. I can feel the demon stalking me. Jesus talking to me, but it's not often we speak. Been trying to carry this weight on my own. I miss the sleep, the stress calling. I'll leave it alone, just let him be. Alone, just let him be. Pressure won't let him breathe. Been chasing the dream so long, he got stubs for feet. Ink spilling on the sheet, I let him have it. Never ran from a challenge, I keep the upper advantage. Miss me with your semantics are style below average. Cops killing us all, these lost dog in my blackness. But I aim high, my status intergalactic. Fly to the stars, quasars, different planets. Different planets. Different planets. Different planets. Fly to the stars, quasars, different planets. I'm on rapping my thoughts like a turban. I spit a versus a versus. When it's me versus a person I'm not concerned with. You can't see me, I'm closed curtains. And I'm certain it's closed curtains. Whenever I start rehearsing, bring the hearse in, I'm murdering. My punchlines are hurting them. I'm hot boy, I'm burning them. The weeds rolled, I'm burning it. You think I was the dog the way I'm serving it. I kick it like law in the King of Iron Fist tournament. I'm shooting for the stars. I won't miss, I be the shit, so they pissed. Hop off of my toilet.
Forever never seems that long until you're grown. Forever never seems that long until you're grown.
At some point, we all started out as dreamers. Reality rearing its ugly head didn't mean much. And God's plan was something we rarely bring up. Mistakenly, we thought all our dreams remain between us. That's being modest. Life doesn't oblige us. Prepare for some curveballs and sliders. We slowly realize that there's places in the sky that we can't reach. We realize that it's time for a plan B. You once thought by 23 you'd be the youngest boss. A bachelor's degree would lead you to the money vaults. There ain't no mansion up front, y'all. With a ton of cars, son, it's hard. Now you're 24 and unemployed. Remember when you said you found a perfect spouse, and you both made a vow to eternally work it out. So certain about your future together, trusting your feelings. Now you're fighting for custody of your children. Ladies, you plan to meet a man, a perfect 10 for sure. Handsome and self-sufficient, listen, he can lend support. But then you see his raging jealousy, his temper short. Alarming your prince charming, was sorely insecure. Boy, when you finally got your life in check, reality comes and cuts like a knife to the neck. Thought this was gonna be the life that you had planned out, but your plan A never panned out because
forever never seems that long until you're grown. You realize nothing in life is set in stone, and within the blink of an eye, it's all gone. Forever,
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 forever, ever.
Forever never seems that long until you're grown. You realize nothing in life is set in stone, and within the blink of an eye, it's all gone. Forever,
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 forever, ever. What if you spend a lifetime moving the wrong direction, loving the wrong person, working the wrong profession? This is a song addresses the lessons we all going through. Nothing prepares you for the detours and alternate routes. Imagine having a light bond with a group of friends you felt were the truest, who knew you without no loop to spin. Your ride or die, they go above and beyond. Now you're watching dollars demolishing your brotherly bond. Remember growing up and feeling like your parents were your enemies by setting strict rules like their house was a ministry. You couldn't wait to graduate and pack up your belongings until you started drowning in debt and dirty laundry. And then you got the call that your father was diagnosed with a serious condition. Now you're wishing you were closer than close. Imagine dreaming one day that you'll be a rap star. That's what these critics told you. Different cities you rode through. They spinning your vocals, gassing you awful hard. You thinking anything is better than this office job. You drop a single and bring it, but still no one's concerned. You drop an album, the outcome is still no money earned. It's when you fall on your face and start having regrets. You realize that your passion's putting your ass in debt. Thought this was gonna be the life that you had planned out, but your plan A never panned out because
forever never seems that long until you're grown. You realize nothing in life is set in stone, and within the blink of an eye, it's all gone. Forever,
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 forever, ever.
Forever never seems that long until you're grown. You realize nothing in life is set in stone, and within the blink of an eye, it's all gone. Forever,
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 forever, ever.
We're here, man. 400,000 downloads, 40,000 sales. It's Fly America, nigga. Let's toast to the fact that I rose from the cracks. Now they gotta pay me for the shows and the raps. Don't you get too crazy, got my bros in the back. Shout out my nigga Scrap, he'll leave you where you at. But I ain't into that, I'm trying to keep it so cool. Said I was the man, well, man, that's so true. Even without a signal, my messages go through. Said you want it, but I need it, I'm guessing we both do. Told you that I'm here and don't take it for granted. Trying to open up these doors and I ain't being romantic. I dropped preseason, now they starting to panic. Better tell Bruno Mars that we the best on the planet. I'ma get it cause I'm so efficient. With more lines than a coke addiction. This broken system can't hold me victim, I know the difference. Frigid, they scratching heads saying, no we didn't. Go hard, shut down your bars like the prohibition. My family tripping cause I'm rolling the dice. All the wrongs in my life, I'm here making them right. Yeah, it costs to be the boss, that's why I'm paying the price. Turned a dream into a thing, what a hell of a life. It's battles.
You knocking it out this time.
Knock it out then, man.
Little bitches.
Little bitches.
Yo, trippy thoughts, baby, don't be scared of the future. Don't pretend that you like being somebody that you ain't used to. With my flow code, my mother could see that way before computers. Right. And started in me, and now I got game for all the intruders. Cause it's world peace to the end of times. Smoking weed and preventing crime. Tell them all my niggas finna shine.
Yo, all my niggas finna
look,
shine.
And we yell loud. Niggas told me to settle down. I sped up just the least. Suckers, y'all fell off and I held it down. I swear I could sell anything.
Sell anything.
Pretty much too big for anything else. Right. Look, without the wealth, I was spitting that shit they felt. Some bus missions to the studio in that Vegas heat till I melt. Come back to life, told them I got dabs on that championship belt. Whoa. Nice guy, but I ain't tryna two-step with niggas. Them thirsty niggas only make me wanna suplex a nigga.
Got him.
Fuck who you mad, nigga. That dick riding shit is whack to us. Them cool kids that won't change, that's making motherfuckers adapt to us. Nigga. I already told you, nigga, it's over, nigga. Y'all don't get to hear no more.
I was waiting by the door, then I entered, and it was by the great Paul C. I was minted. A lot of flash and cash been tended. Now it's a new day when the ones who invented the game is getting overshadowed by lame executives. But I remain in the record biz. 20 some odd years and still counting. Could build a mountain with one hand and fill the fountain of youth with the other. My brother, don't disrespect me, I was on TV. When they was in diapers, we was in nightclubs. Didn't care about marketing or hype, cause it was all natural. Laying them tracks, dude, for you to ride on. I'll click a firearm on anybody that's trying to divide our culture. Remember these few words I quote you.
Your new train running the whole route. Just ask some OGs what it's all about. Been there, blowing smoke in the air. Money, women, cars, everywhere. New train running the whole route. Just ask some other G's what it's all about. Been there, blowing smoke in the air. Money, women, cars, everywhere.
They want the 90s, we give them 90s. Come up. In the 90s, live to 90s. Come up. In the 90s, we live to 90s. Come up. Was the 90s, in the 90s. Anytime I land safely, I feel 8 feet tall. Give my thanks to God and recall what the Wright brothers did for us. Indigenous with North Carolina, we all got a finer thing to be grateful for. Like a sign of the times, or 9 to 5, or 8 to 4. I'm paid in full, Eric B and Rakim. Thankful no one is telling me to lock in. From a block in the queue, I bring you out of the darkness with more hot product. In honor of those before, E pluribus unum. We used to lash out and goon them, but now we more civilized for the enterprise. Got the milkshake, burger, and the fries. Need to analyze how this world got spoiled and give thanks to those that's before you.
Your new train running the whole route. Just ask some other G's what it's all about. Been there, blowing smoke in the air. Money, women, cars, everywhere. New train running the whole route. Just ask some other G's what it's all about. Been there, blowing smoke in the air. Money, women, cars, everywhere.
Eclipse on the mix.
I'm a pro, so now you know that I'm a veteran. Far, 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 far